Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the third chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. So we've been speaking of someone who's placing an Erev Techumen, which is food that is left in a location in order to shift his Shabbos boundary, his personal Shabbos boundary, from his house to some location that he wishes to walk farther in one direction, although at the expense of being able to walk less far in the opposite direction. So now we're speaking about where does he place this Erev. So Nasna Be'ilon, if he put it in a tree, Lamala Me'asara Tvachim, higher than 10 handbreadths up, Ein Eruvo Erev, then his Erev is invalid. Lamata Me'asara Tvachim, if he placed it in the tree lower than 10 handbreadths, Eruvo Erev, then it is valid. Nasna Be'bor, if he put it in a pit, Afilo amok mea ama, even if it's 100 amos deep, eruvo eruv, it's still valid. Nasnu barosh hakane, o barosh hakundas, if he put it on top of a reed or a pole, bizman shehu talush v'na'utz, afilo gavoa mea ama, hareze eruv. If it's disconnected from the ground and upright, standing up, it's been planted, you know how a pole is, then it could even be 100 amos tall, and it's a valid eruv. Nasnu b'migdal, v'avar hamafteach, if he put it in a chest, a lockbox, and he lost the key, hari ze erev, it's still a valid erev. Rabbi Eliezer omer, im eno yodea shehamafteach bimkomo, eno erev. Rabbi Eliezer says, if he doesn't know that the key is in its place, then it's not a valid erev. Let us look in the Bartonuro. Nasnu b'ilan, if he put it in a tree, ha'omid b'rushus harabim, which is standing in a public thoroughfare. And the area of the tree is 4 handbreadths square or more. Lamala me'asara ein eruvo erev. If it's higher than 10 handbreadths, then it's not valid. The kivan d'ha'ilan rachav abra, because since the tree is 4 handbreadths square, lamala me'asara havi rishus hayachid, then 10 handbreadths higher would be considered a private domain. Those are the minimum dimensions of a private domain. Who kana Shvisaso brishus harabim, and he's trying to make Shabbos in the public domain. He doesn't want to spend Shabbos in the tree. He wants to spend Shabbos in the road, in the street. The kivan, the havi boy lemishkal eruve umichla b'sha sheha erev zochelo dahainu ben hashmashos lo masi shakyole. And if he wanted to get his erev and eat it at the time when it takes effect, which is ben hashmashos, he would not be able to. The masim rishus hayachid l'rishus harabim lo have erev, because he can't take it from a private domain to a public domain. So therefore, his inability to get his erev at the time when he's got to use it invalidates the erev. However, lamata me'asara hari ze erev, but if it's below 10 handbreadths, it is a valid erev. De lamata me'asara karmelis hi, because lower than 10 handbreadths is what's called a karmelis. There's actually 4 types of domains. There's the public domain, the private domain, there's the makom patur, which is, I guess, a non-domain, and the karmelis. So it's biblically permitted, it's only rabbinically prohibited, to carry from a karmelis to and from a rishus hayachid and a rishus harabim. The kol mishlosha ve'adteisha beruchev arba karmelis hi. Anything between 3 and 9 handbreadths that has the dimensions of 4 square, that's a karmelis. V'kivan de'i shakyolei le'eruve ein kan ela isur shvus. And since he's able to get his eruv, it's only a rabbinic prohibition. Hari ze eruv, and therefore it's valid. Why should it be valid if he still has to violate a rabbinic prohibition? Ah. Umasnisan Rabbi hi. Our Mishnah goes according to the opinion of Rebbe. The Amar kol davar shehu mishum shvus lo gazru alav ben hashmashos. Rebbe's of the opinion that these rabbinical prohibitions don't apply ben hashmashos, so it's actually permitted to do at that time. Ubeshasha erev zochelo dahainu ben hashmashos matzi shakyole. And at the time when his erev takes effect, which is ben hashmashos, he's still permitted to go and get it. Benimsa hu ve'eruvo b'makom echad. Therefore, he and his erev are in the same place. Hilkach havi erev. So because getting it from a karmelis to a rishus harabim is only a rabbinic prohibition, and rabbinic prohibitions don't apply ben hashmashos, therefore he's permitted to do it, and it is a valid erev. Nasnu b'bor, what if he put it in a pit? Sheba karmelis, the pit is in a karmelis. Kagom b'baka u b'sados, v'niskavin l'shvus b'baka u b'sode. So if the Carmelis, it's a valley, it's a field, and that's where he intends to stay, and the pit is in a Carmelis, Hari Zeh Erev, it's a valid Erev. The boor atzmo rishus hayachid. The boor itself is a private domain. Who kana shvisa be Carmelis, and he wants to spend Shabbos in the Carmelis. Ubashashah erev zochelo, and at the time when the erev takes effect, the hainu bein hashmashos, which is bein hashmashos, that twilight period, musi shakule, he's able to get it. Karebi da amar kol davar shehu mishum shvus lo gazru alav bein hashmashos. Again, we're following the opinion of Rebbe, who says that these rabbinic enactments, such as taking from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa, are not prohibited bein hashmashos. What if you put it on a reed or a pole? Afilo gova mea amma, even if it's 100 amos tall. Ve'ein lamata rochev arba, and it's not four square. That's not the width. This is a very narrow thing. The lav rishus hayachid hi, so it doesn't count as a private domain. Ba'af agav de lamala rochev arba, even if the top is four square, daha erev agave makam arba be'inan. Because we do require that his erev be placed on something that has the minimum width. Talish v'na'otz, it has to be uprooted, it has to be plucked, and it has to, you know, be stuck in the ground. Hu dahavi erev, aval mechuber lo have erev. It's only an erev if it's been uprooted from the ground, not if it's still planted. Mishum dekishokile gzera shema yiktom. We're worried that he's going to break off this reed. Lefisha hakana rahu, because they're very fragile. Igal emigzar shema yiktom kishokile. So there's reason to make a preventative measure that he shouldn't do so when he gets his erev. Aval ilan kashahu, but a tree is a hard item. Uben hashmashos l'shema yalev yit lo chashinan. And we're not worried that he might break a piece of the tree on ben hashmashos, because it's not likely that he's going to do that. Aval katimas kana aidi derechicha vaadai mekatma umachayev mishum kotzer. But it's extremely likely, in fact, it's virtually inevitable that he's going to break the reed, and then he would have a problem violating the malacha of kotzer, which is reaping. Nasnu b'migdal shel eitz, if he put it in a box or a chest made of wood, va'avad hamafteach harizah erev, and he lost the key, it's still an erev. Kegon shahamenuel kosher b'chutim u'b'chavalim, she'im lo yimatza hamafteach, I efshar l'chatchan ele b'sakin. So this box is tied up with ropes, and if he lost the key, the only way into it is to cut these ropes with a knife. Tanakama savar hawil ve'efshar liftoach ayidei sheyitchot hachavalim besakin. The Tanakama feels that since it is possible for him to get into it using a knife, ein kan iser skila ela iser shavus. It's not a biblical, it's a rabbinic prohibition. The makalkahu bechatichas hachavalim, because it's a destructive act to cut these ropes, and destructive acts are biblically permitted. And a rabbinical act, such as destruction, is not prohibited in the twilight hour when the Erev would take effect, as we have said. Therefore the Erev counts. Because he can go and get a knife and cut the ropes and acquire his erev. The Rebbe Eliezer savar, ein kli nita el tzorech tashmisho. But Rebbe Eliezer feels that you can only get a utensil for its intended purpose. And you can't get a knife in order to cut the ropes. Because a knife is meant to cut food. And since there's two things going on here, carrying the knife is one rabbinic prohibition, and cutting the ropes is another rabbinic prohibition. Even according to Rebbe, who would say that anything that's rabbinically prohibited is still permitted during Bein Hashmashos, Bekehai Gavna Moda de Gazru. In this instance, when he would be violating two rabbinic prohibitions, he would admit that you can't do it. Bein Halacha Rebbe Eliezer, but the Halacha does not follow the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Mishnah Dalid, Nisgaga Chutz LaTechum. If he placed his Erev before Shabbos, and it rolled outside of the Techum, V'nofa Alav Gal, or if a pile of debris fell on it, O Nisraf, or if it was burnt up, O Truma Venitmes, or if it was Truma and it became ritually impure, Meba'od yom eno erev. If these things happened while it was still day before Shabbos, then the erev does not take effect. Meshichach shecha harize erev. But if it happened after nightfall, the erev counts. Im safek, if he doesn't know when it happened, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda omrim harize chamar gamal. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say he's like a donkey driver and a camel driver. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon omrim safek erev kasher. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say a doubtful erev, if we don't know whether or not it took effect, it's valid. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Af tomos heid mishum chamisha zakenim al safek erev shekasher. That Av Thomas testified in the name of five elders that a doubtful Erev is kosher. I guess we should explain what's meant by he's a donkey driver and a camel driver. That's an expression. A donkey is driven from behind. A camel is pulled from the front. So if you're a donkey driver and a camel driver, it's sort of like a catch-22 position. So you are niche de hid, niche de hair, as we say in French. Let's look in the Barton Uro. If it rolled outside the tchum, the erev is not valid. Because it's more than 2,000 amos from his house to the erev. He can't get there and take it. And it has to roll 2 amos outside the 2,000 amo limit. Shekol Adam Yeshlo Arba Amos, because every person has his personal 4 Amos. Mimakam Erev Ushte Amos, Mitzad Mizrachu Shel Erev, Ushte Amos Mitzad Maravo. So he's got 2 Amos to the east and 2 Amos to the west of his personal 4 Amos. So if it's still within that, he could still get it. Nofa Alav Gal, if a pile of debris fell on it, Behu Deboy Marav Chatzina Lifnu Yeha, Dehavi Malacha, Veloshvus. He would need to excavate it. He'd need to dig it out, and that's an actual malacha. That's a biblical prohibition that is not a rabbinic enactment that would be valid bein hashmashos. Truma v'nitmes. If it was truma and it became ritually impure, the hashtalochazi lolididei velolachrine. Now it's not good for him or for anybody else. V'itzrich tana lashwina nisgalgal chutz latachum v'nafol avgal. And the Mishnah needs to tell us both cases of it rolling outside and something falling on it. De'i ashmuinan nisgagel, if we only heard the case of it rolled, mishum de'lese gabe havehu b'makam echad ve'erevo b'makam acher. He's in one place, his erev is someplace else. Aval nafa olav gal, de'isa gabe, emol lahave erev. But in the case of the pile of debris falling on it, where it's still in the same place, you might think it's an erev. And if we only knew the case where rubble fell on it, where it's inaccessible, except through a biblical prohibition of excavating it, but in the case of it rolling outside, we might think, you know, a wind or something can put it back inside the erev, and therefore it should be valid, kamash malan. Therefore, we need both of these cases in our Mishnah. Batana Nisraf Lahodiacha Kocho de Rabbi Yossi. Now, if that's the case, why do we need to be told it burned up? Certainly, if these are no good, if it burnt up, it's no good. This is actually to teach us the strengths of Rabbi Yossi, how far he goes. The Afogav de Eno Ba'olam, Mishum Safek, Lomis Taser. He says, in a case of doubt, the Erev is still valid. Here, even when it's totally gone from the world, he still maintains that opinion, that in a doubtful situation, the Erev is valid. Batana Truma Shinitmes, and what about the case of truma that became ritually impure, lehodiacha kocho de Rabbi Meir. This teaches us the strength or the lengths to which Rabbi Meir goes in his opinion. The afal gav, the yeshna ba'olam, even though it still exists, v'yesh lomer hamidena bein hashmashos, and we could say that it was still valid bein hashmashos, achaskasa shel kodem lechein v'hatora haisa, and you want to say that it's in its presumptuous state that it was still ritually pure, afilu hachi lo amrinan chazaka lakula. Even so, he would not say a chazaka in order to be lenient. So all of these cases are necessary to show us unique situations and the extent to which the various Tanayim hold their opinions. Meshech HaShecha, Hari Ze Erev. If it was invalidated after dark, then the error still counts. De'la'acha shekana bin hashmashos ein choshashin lo ib navad. If it acquires, if it's valid at sundown, which is when it takes effect, then we don't really care what happens to it after. If it gets destroyed, well, it's very unfortunate, but it doesn't affect things. Harizeh hamar gamal. He's like a donkey driver slash camel driver. In other words, catch 22. He's stuck in the middle. The misvakalon im kanale erev v'hacha havi beso u'mehacha yeshlo alpayim l'kol ruach v'hefsid alpayim shema aver beso v'hala. We don't know if the erev took effect and shifted his domain. O shema lo kana erev u'mebeso yeshlo alpayim l'kol ruach. Or maybe his erev didn't take effect and he's got his usual starting out 2,000 in every direction. V'lo kana la'avar erev u'klum, and no effect happened. U'mach masafek zeh, and because of this doubt, neser l'leches ela alpayim ama shebein beso ula erev d'mimanav shach b'hanach mishtari. And therefore he can only carry in the 2,000 amos that are between his house and where the erev was to be put. He can't go beyond that, he can't go in the other direction, because we know that whatever happened, that area is permitted. So instead of shifting his erev 2,000 amos in a single direction, what he accomplished was taking it away from the other side, but not giving it to him, because we don't know whether or not the erev worked. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim Safik Ha'erev Kasher. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, if we don't know, then we assume the Erev is valid. Damrinan, Ha'amar Erev Al-Chez Kaso. We say that the Erev continues in its last known state. V'kishe henicho haya b'toch ha-tchum. And when he placed it, it was inside the tchum. V'haya tahar, and it was ritually pure. V'lo haya alav gal, and debris hadn't fallen on it. L'fikach eruvo Erev. And therefore, it was a valid Erev. V'chein halacha, and this is in fact the halacha. So if you place your erev tchumin and one of these things happens to it, if you don't know when it happened, you can rely on it for Shabbos. That is Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Join us tomorrow when we will be continuing with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.